Using Ministry Genogram conversations wisely over time, as we come to the final topic of this course, we are thinking about how to use Ministry Genogram conversations wisely over time. A genogram can be a powerful formation tool. It can help people notice family patterns, emotional habits, spiritual inheritance, missing models, wounds, blessings, and calling opportunities. It can help someone say, "Now I see what was passed down," or "Now I understand why this feels so familiar," or "Now I can see a blessing I almost forgot." But because the tool is powerful, it must be used carefully. A ministry genogram conversation is not for every moment. Not every pastoral care conversation needs family mapping. Not every coaching session should begin with family history. Not every chaplaincy setting has enough privacy, time, or role clarity for this kind of conversation. A wise leader asks, "Is this the right tool for this person in this setting at this time?" Sometimes the person needs simple listening. Sometimes they need prayer by permission. Sometimes they need scripture with consent. Sometimes they need practical help, pastoral care, counseling, recovery support, safety intervention, or referral. A genogram is one tool, not the whole ministry toolbox. This course has repeated an important truth. A genogram is a formation map, not a prison. It is not a diagnosis. It is not destiny. It is not a curse map. It is not a way to blame families or force disclosure. It helps people notice patterns with grace and discern faithful next steps in Christ. Using genograms wisely over time means protecting consent. Ask permission before beginning. Let the person share only what they choose. Make sure the setting is appropriate. Do not push painful memories. Do not make interpretations sound final. It also means protecting boundaries. Stay in your ministry role. Do not become the person's therapist, family mediator, investigator, rescuer, or secret emotional anchor. If the conversation reveals abuse, self-harm, danger, exploitation, serious trauma, or crisis, follow ministry policy and referral pathways. Wise use also means looking for both pain and grace. If you only look for wounds, the map becomes heavy and incomplete. Ask about blessings, courage, prayer, hospitality, resilience, creativity, leadership, and missing models that can become new beginnings. Over time, credibility grows through steadiness. People will trust leaders who are humble, careful, prayerful, and clear about limits. The goal is not to impress people with insight. The goal is to serve image bearers with wisdom and hope. Use the tool carefully. Use it prayerfully. Use it only when it truly helps.